All right. Traveling scholarship came on, and I worked hard for it, and I found the other day that the judges, I knew at the time that Lambert was one of the judges, but the others were Bernard Hall and somebody else. I didn't know that at the time. He came over from Melbourne, apparently, to
Bernard
judge
Hall.
It. Yes. And when Gibbons told me, he quoted my non diploma and said, are you so-and-so? And I said, yes. He said, congratulations, you've won the travelling scholarship. Uh-huh. I just felt as though the floor had opened up and swallowed me, because this was the end of all everything that I knew, and I'd be entering a new world. But it was, I went overseas on a cargo ship, the Fordsdale, one of the Commonwealth Line. There were four other passengers, and it took, I think, 8 weeks before we got to Hull.
This was in 1937.
I disembarked at Hull and came down to London. Fazil, at that time, had preceded me by several weeks, and he and Eldershaw and Duverne Vauxhall had gone off to Scotland on a sketching trip, and I landed there not knowing where I was to go, but I had a letter from a girl who used to work at Farmers, who had gone back to London with her parents, and she invited me to come and see them down in Gloucestershire, Forest of Dean. So I had a fortnight's painting down there before I came back to London. Then I think Fazil, having come back, we went to Paris for until the school started in October. I studied at the Regent Street Polytechnic on the advice of Sid Long, of all people. I had two or three very good teachers there. One was Harry Watson, RWS, and William Matthews, who I got on very well with, and another painter or animal draftsman named Tresillian. I stayed there for two terms and then took off for Italy. Having met Norman Lloyd in Paris, we decided to go to Italy together. He went ahead of me, actually, and I met him in Venice. And from then on, sort of round Venice, Florence, so on.
Would this be the summer of 28?
28. Yeah. And it was then that I discovered San Gimignano.
Giving you a lifelong love of her.
It comes as quite a shock, doesn't it?
Yes, William Matthews at the Regent Street Polytechnic had lent me a book by Maurice Hewlett on the road in Tuscany. It was illustrated by Joseph Pennell with very exaggerated hills going up like this, you know. Lovely book. That fired me with enthusiasm for San Gimignano. I settled in there, Norman Lloyd too, for several weeks, and I painted hard. After working all day and studying at night, to get the opportunity to work in the school day and night. I met Jimmy Cook while I was there, and at least he was living in the same digs as I was, and so was Duverne Vauxhall, with a sort of Australian or Dominions club. So I made a lifelong friend of Jimmy. He used to come with me at night to Regent Street, and we'd draw. And indeed, I had Jimmy pointed out to me by one of the teachers as a sort of shining example of what I wasn't doing. He was very competent.
How long we went Italy on that time, that occasion?
I think nearly 6 months.
And you were working in oils and watercolours
and drawing?
Oils and drawing.
Mostly oils. And drawings. And then I went back to Paris for the winter and got a studio in the same building as Norman Lloyd, out at Pluto. Worked there till it was time one could get out to landscape again, and went back to Italy.
That's where the portrait was done.
The portrait? Oh, the one that was in the
yes,
that Macquarie Gallery.
Yes.
That was painted in Italy.
No, it was in Paris.
Paris. Ah,
I had a...
At the studio of Pluto.
I had a studio which belonged to a dancer, and she had these two great big mirrors on either side of the room, so I used the mirrors.